I think more so what I've noticed is for me, because the creative has always been there, I was surprised that during the pandemic, it didn't come to a complete halt for me and that I was able to release my first two songs that I hadn't released songs in a long time, you know? And so I was so happy I was able to do that. And I was able to actually collaborate on a music video for one of those songs at the very start of the pandemic, which was really crazy. And that single is called Special Friend. And for the music video, it's just me in the music video and not even thinking about anything pandemic. My creative process had started prior to that. I wanted it to be like out in nature. I wanted it to have sort of this serene vibe to it, sort of like a 70s vibe to it as well. Then all of a sudden, you know, March, when all this happened last year, I was like, okay, well, you know, I still have plans to put this forward. Let's do it. We shot some scenes on Mount Lemmon and some scenes near the university. And at this point, you know, people were like heavily in quarantine. Like no one was out. Like the streets were empty. Everything was pretty much shut down. And it made those moments in the video that much more special and that much more real as far as what was happening at the time. And so I could remember being out on campus and people, maybe very, very few people, but a couple of people were like laid out sunbathing. I remember at one point there was like another athlete just like kind of doing some exercises on the lawn. And one of the scenes I have in the video is of me like doing a few yoga poses. And I remember there was a woman sitting under a tree and she was like yelling some stuff out. She was like, hey, just really just giving us props on like, she was watching the entire time. And like, it's so cool, you know, to see someone out here at this time and like being in nature and being, you know, one with their movement and all that. And it was really, really just indicative of the times. And so I'm grateful for like a moment like that and you know, to be able to still create during that time. So I would say what maybe was more different creatively in 2020 was the fact that there's so much more open space now to do the things that maybe we weren't able to do as much. A lot of that could be like the deeper work, like all of a sudden, you know, we have all this time and it's like, we're not spending enough time outdoors, or, you know, we're spending so much time with ourselves. It's like what to do, you know, to prevent from going stir crazy. So then you're sort of forced into maybe therapy, or maybe not forced, but like inspired, you know, or maybe, you know, for me, just taking up different activities that normally I wouldn't, like journaling more, or like adult coloring, picking up things like that, doing more at home yoga. So I would say this time has really, even though I already was one who spends a lot of time to myself, so that wasn't a shock for me. But, you know, when you take away the options to do the things that I normally would do, then it did sort of push me, I would say, and challenge me. And even still, you know, to be like, okay, how do I create my own beneficial structure in a sense for myself? Or how do I, you know, find new tools to stay present and stay sane?
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Today, we heard from multifaceted teaching and performing artist Chazelle Rodriguez. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.